North Koreans have been celebrating in the streets after the launch of the country's first satellite in space. But elsewhere around the world, leaders are reacting with concern. The successful launch of a three-stage rocket raises the stakes in the international standoff over North Korea's expanding atomic arsenal.
Now, this rocket is similar in design to one that would be capable of carrying a nuclear-tipped warhead as far as California. Joining us now to talk more about all this, Major Garrett, Chief White House Correspondent for CBS News. Good to have you back, Major.
It's great to be with you.
So the U.N. Security Council is condemning the launch. What about the White House? What is it saying today?
Well, the White House said through a statement that this is a highly provocative act that's self-evident, that it violates existing U.N. Security Council resolutions about nonproliferation, about not using the means within North Korea to develop and deploy intercontinental length ballistic missile technology capabilities, and that the Obama administration has over the years put together a greater global consensus to isolate North Korea. Those all things are true, highly provocative, violation of existing Security Council resolutions, and more consensus, and yet it does not appear to have any deterrent effect on the North Korean behavior. I've covered now three different presidencies, Clinton, George W. Bush, and now President Obama, and this is a familiar, all too familiar pattern of the United States with its allies, even in this case China, trying to apply pressure, but the North Koreans moving to their own tempo and expanding their abilities and capabilities in ways that do raise concern.
Let's turn to Syria and the escalating war there. U.S. and NATO leaders say President Bashar al-Assad's forces have fired Scud-like ballistic missiles against the rebels. Big developments in terms of the White House saying this country now backs the rebels. Talk about the latest developments.
Well, that's right. The White House, through Jay Carney, the White House spokesman, would not confirm absolutely that the United States is in possession of actual intelligence that these Scud-like missiles are being deployed. But everything else Jay Carney said after saying we can't confirm it sounds as if the White House believes it to be true, suspects it to be true, and the language from the White House was very condemning of the Assad regime and saying this is not only desperate, but it looks to be the kind of maneuver that a regime near the end of its reign would undertake. Again, there is a bit of a similarity with North Korea, a lot of very strong words, but in addition to this recent move to back the opposition, the administration is still, with non-lethal aid and some support for the opposition, not intervening directly. And what Assad does to his own people, if in fact these missiles are being used, is something that's going on entirely within the context of that civil war. The United States is not making any other maneuvers to try to stop it.